From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. What does it mean to be a citizen? Well, for the 65,000 illegal immigrants who graduated from U.S. high schools this year, that is not an abstract question. Their immigration status will shape their future. Today, we're going to bring you the story of one of those graduates, an undocumented 18-year-old from Elkhart, Indiana, called Sam. We're using only his first name because of his family's fear of deportation. Independent producers Dan Collison and Elizabeth Meister met Sam as he was in his final weeks at Elkhart Central High.
Bertha is my saxophone. I've had Bertha three and a half years, and she's old and seen some action, but she's amazing, pretty much. Girlfriend takes first place, though.
My name is Sam. I'm 18. I'm a senior here at Central, and I'm in the band and stuff, and jazz band, and I was drum major this year, and past 4 years have been great, and I'm finally, you know, ready to graduate and get out of here.
Thanks for coming to the senior concert tonight. You're in for a treat.
Tonight is our senior concert, and this is kind of like the last football games and where the seniors are, you know, awarded.
Sam has been great for about 3 years, but he's really stepped it up to the next level. And this year's Woody Herman Outstanding Jazz Award goes to Sam.
My name's Tim Kernel. I'm the band director at Elkhart Central High School.
This is Sam featured in a sentimental mood.
Sam is one of the probably top five musicians I've had. You know, 150 year, I've taught for 18 years.
At first, I feel nervous, but then I'm like, dude, just let go.
He tries to, in his solo, build his solo. This is what is so advanced about him. He starts somewhere, goes somewhere, and finishes it. He tells a story.
I'm actually from Mexico, and I got here when I was 5.
My name is Sam, and I'm Sam's father. We came with visa, and of course it's expired, but we still have it.
I don't remember much, and I haven't really asked him. It just hasn't really been brought up.
Samuel, he don't know anything about it. He just came with us. We never asked him to come. He never say no, he never say yes.
I've been raised an American. You know, that's all I know. Heck, I'm playing jazz. How more American can you get?
Okay, so our first senior we want to recognize tonight, he's going to St. Joe College in Rensselaer, Indiana, with $1 million scholarship, it seems like. Kelsey Danny.
Where are you going, Sam? I haven't decided yet. Yeah, that's my crappy answer.
It was the most, in my 18 years of teaching, confusing thing is Sam not being accepted to one of those colleges because of how well he plays. It didn't occur to me that Sam was undocumented at all, and frankly, I didn't care. My job is when the kid comes in, get him a horn, teach him how to play it.
Graduation. That was a really, really cool day. I put on my robe and looked in the mirror. I was like, whoa. We're here. Crap.
Oh, Central High, we will be true.
I got there and I saw the rest of my peers, you know, just everybody was in blue. My counselor goes, hey, here. And she gives me my Indiana Honors Diploma medallion.
My name is Gail Draper, and I am the head of guidance here at Elkhart Central High School. I did not know for certain until this year that Sam was an undocumented student. That's not something that comes up in conversation, usually until the college application process.
The whole college process was really frustrating because when they say, are you a citizen of the U.S. or a citizen of Mexico? I'm like, I don't know. And I almost feel like E.T., alien.
Because they were undocumented, they were uncertain. Do we tell people we're undocumented? Don't we tell people? Does he even have a chance to go?
I'd really hoped to go to Indiana University down in Bloomington, the biggest campus of all of them. And
what they're really known for is music. But what happened was I applied a little too late, and then, you know, I had applied at another school, but they asked for my permanent residence card. I was just like, whoa, we have a problem. So right now, the only place that'll take me is IUSB, or Indiana University of South Bend. The other thing is that we found out that we really don't qualify for financial aid or loans because of my status. So I have no idea how we're going to pay for tuition.
That's probably one of the hardest things I deal with in my job. We take students where they're at, we educate them, we inspire them to go to college, and then for our undocumented students, we say, we can't help you.
May each of you have the very best of good fortune in your futures. We are now declared the class of 2009 graduated.
Next thing I knew, I looked up and there were like hundreds of hats in the air, and I threw mine up, and it was just like this feeling of, this is it, you jump. Now, I don't know if there are feathers or rocks at the bottom. I'm just hoping for the best, and you know, it'll be great someday. It's midsummer, and dude, I need a job. It's gonna have to be under the table if I'm gonna do something. It's gonna have to be no questions asked. It's gonna have to be a little risky. But I'm just afraid to take that step.
I tell Sammy, you need to get responsible for all this stuff. You need to find a job too and help us out. Hey, Dad, I don't have a papers. There's 12,000 million people here that don't have papers. You're only one of them. Go do it.
I know the saying, there's no gain without risk, but there's so much to risk. I don't want my family hurt. I don't want myself hurt. It could go out in different ways, so it's like a bomb. It's going to affect every single little thing.
Are you here for orientation? Are you Samuel?
Yep.
Okay, you're in Rockland School of the Arts, which is table number 2.
I don't have school paid off yet, but I'm going through orientation anyways.
Grab a chocolate, grab a Band-Aid holder.
A Tootsie Pop. I really shouldn't be eating this.
Got some popcorn.
Sweet. This is better than Halloween.
Okay, as a music student, I need you to fill out this form.
It's a little weird. It's like an expensive meal. You don't pay till later, but you don't know if you have enough money or not, so you might have to wash dishes later on.
What will it cost you? Next year, roughly for a full-time student, it'll cost about $4,500 for tuition and fees. We'll factor in about $1,200 for books.
We have $2,000 that we have for this year. I still need to pay for books. I really want to live on campus too, especially since IUSB is, what, 45 minutes away, and legally I can't drive, but for me to live on campus, it'd be another $5,000 that I have to cough up. So I'm going to have to do the things under the table. I'm going to get a car and just drive there. You know, I'm giving myself enough time, no rush, carefully. If I'm late, I'm late.
My name is Michelle Hines, and I'm Sam's girlfriend. He's like, oh, you don't know the plan? Yeah, I'm going to take the little black car. I was like, you mean your mom's car? Yeah, the black one. My stomach dropped. I'm just like, oh, please tell me you're kidding me. You know, it's just because, like, first thing that runs through my head was, like, he gets pulled over once and he's done.
Last Friday, I was just feeling really, really crappy. And I freaked out, you know. I just started freaking about, like, jobs and money and what exactly I'm going to do in a couple of years or in a couple of days. Sometimes I feel like a failure because I can't do something on my own. So I started picking up the saxophone because I wasn't feeling well, and then just started playing. The thing that I struggle with is, why can't I be normal? It's just like, oh, because I can't work. I'm undocumented. I can't offer much. I have talent, but without a lot of money, I can't go very far. There was this one part where I was just playing as loud as I could, and I was just so angry. Angry about being who I am, I guess, as an illegal resident. And just, like, screaming, I guess, through the saxophone because I couldn't in real life.
just trying to get a better life for yourself is not a crime. It's kind of nice to have a way to relieve it, you know, with something that doesn't involve, like, destroying stuff, including myself. I'm here at USB with my parents, and we're going to meet with Cynthia. She is helping us out with the whole college thing.
Everybody just wants to make themselves at home.
My name is Cynthia Murphy Wardlow, and for the past 5 years, I have been the recruitment and retention counselor for Latinos and other underrepresented students here at IU South Bend.
She was looking for scholarships for me, so that way she could maybe soften off the cost a little bit, but we'll see what happens.
This is the part where the rubber meets the road, because when it comes down to it, one semester has to be paid completely antes que permiten que los estudiantes sigan el siguiente semestre.
They unfortunately have to find ways to pay for college on their own.
You really have to put yourself out there and network and talk to people and talk to the church. You know, the beautiful thing about the Latino community, if there is a goal, then there are lots of ways for the community to participate and help students within their community. So
my mom was thinking, oh, I'm going to make a bunch of tamales and I'm going to sell them to the church. Sure. I mean, hey, that'll work. To be honest with you, I was thinking, Mom, that's embarrassing. But then I was like, okay, embarrassment or being an idiot, you know, 2 months from now and saying, why didn't I do that? Now I can't go to school. So sometimes you have to put your ego down, check it at the door, and go in.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. We know there was a problem there that we need to face and deal with, but if it was a little bit of hope, it's not anymore, you know, because we know now that we gotta find out the way that this thing can be done.
The first year is definitely gonna be harder than the rest.
And I remember one day he said, Dad, all my effort, 4 years working with this thing, and now what I wanna do now? Why I put all this input and I'm not gonna be able to keep going?
There's gotta be some movement on my part. Me to find something, do something, to help myself, and a lot of things are like for me to grow up finally, and this might be one of them.
Our story was produced by Dan Collison and Elizabeth Meister for Long Haul Productions. Sam did make it to college, at least for a semester. You can hear more of his story in the documentary American Dreamer at npr.org.